If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Incoming call from
Space Jail.
Hello, you've reached the High Time Queen from Space Bunker Temp Services. I can't answer the phone right now because none of your goddamn business. Leave a message after the noise.
I don't know what you're doing, but if you touch the homemade macaroni curtain I've been hand-stringing for weeks, I am going to crush you between my furrowed eyebrows. It is a nightmare in here. Everyone does their laundry together, so right now I'm wearing a violently mismatched pajama bottom and top. I'm talking marine creatures and assorted biplanes. I mean, just kill me. No, not you. Ugh, literal table for one. Look, you have to do two things. One, send me the new Sue Grafton novel. I just finished P is for Phew, That's a Lot of Murder. And I've read all the ribald limericks on my cell wall. Two, you have to keep those transmissions going, or Emperor Football will know something's wrong. Oh, you know what? Forget it. I'll trigger it remotely. Remember, none of this is real. Even the stress rash I'm developing on my winter thorax. Okay, computer, recognize voice print Tau Sigma 1-3. I love that password.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 4 years and 2 weeks ago, although actually, I do have that spreadsheet, which I was having a little bit of trouble with, that someone named Troy sent to me to track the exact amount of time. You know, I got a lot of emails from people. People are really into Excel on Earth. A lot of people were sending me different spreadsheets to track that time. Let me see if I can pull one of those up here. Here's one from Nathan, who emailed to say, "Hello, Magic Tavern crew. I started listening to the pod in August."
Do emails at the beginning of the show now?
I don't know. I think the podcast is just about time now.
"And have just now caught up on the current
episode.
Off the
rails already.
I noticed you were having issues with the spreadsheet provided you by Troy, so I thought I'd take a swing at making it easier for you. The attached spreadsheet formats the time since the start of the podcast in a format that is more similar to how you say it, about 3 years, 11 months, and 3 weeks ago. Hopefully you find it helpful. I also included a Google Sheet link in case you want to use that instead. Happy time tracking, Nathan." All right, so now I have a spreadsheet. Let me just, all right, now I can use it to say exactly how long it's been in the way that I say it. So about, as it says here, 4 years and 2 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional
rift. Shouldn't it be a slight Wi-Fi signal?
You know what? How do we measure the amount of Wi-Fi? If any listeners have a spreadsheet or like a Google Sheets that they could send to us,
I'd be more frustrated, but this is probably the shortest intro we've done.
That's probably true. in the magical land of Foon. Hey, Chunk.
What? What was that?
I don't know. Did I just make you spit some of your king's juice out?
Yeah, I was taken aback. That's what the intro should be.
Maybe. Hey, buddy, you know, I'm just excited. This is the first time I've seen you smile all week.
Yeah, I've been obviously pretty upset. But I found something out, and this is...
Yeah, and I'm sorry not to dredge up things, but for new listeners, you're probably upset because you're...
My husband exploded
you had sex with your husband at your wedding, and he exploded everywhere.
I found something out, which is... the giant egg that he left behind that has bees flying around it.
Sure.
Whenever the bees sting me, it elicits joy. So I don't know if they're magicked in some way, but they don't die. But anytime they sting me, it just brings me joy. So
maybe you're just happy to feel something.
No, I think it's magic.
Oh, okay. Could be magic.
Yeah. I know the difference between a bee sting and joy.
I know I'm happy to feel something with my returned arm.
Whoa!
I don't have your wife's arm anymore.
I was gonna mention something about that at Chunt's wedding, but yeah, you're...
Well, it wasn't the time.
Yeah.
Tussidor exploded.
It's true. Died. Yeah, probably
or
is
turned into an egg. Either way,
Do we think that Tussidor's in that egg that you're carrying around
do
now?
Do we think that Tussidor's in that egg?
I don't think we think that Tussidor's in that egg.
Okay. Oh, good.
I don't know what's I'm inside, say good. But honestly, it makes me feel happy that he left something, so I'm in no hurry to crack it open, and I'm sure it'll hatch in its own time.
He left that egg, some bees, and just honey all over a lot of the walls.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Yeah.
We're very sorry, Chunt.
We're thank so you. Sorry thank you. That happened.
I'm just happy I have my eggy baby.
Yeah.
I have you too. I like to be surrounded by the people I love right now, and so I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And you said, I'm happy that you got your arm back. I want to make sure that we don't sweep that under the rug.
Oh,
would
no,
we say, Arnie, that he had a slight wife arm? Or
I would say he had a full-on wife arm. Yeah, you had, for new listeners, Usador, the wizard, grandmaster of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion
Is
of
he
the
a
great
grandmaster?
Halls. He was a grandmaster. He stopped talking about it.
Why
did
we change it?
He got downgraded to master at some point.
Why did everyone get uncomfortable?
I don't know. It's sort of like how this town used to be called Hogface. And then one day, everyone just started calling it Hogsface. And we're all just
By
sort
one
of
day,
like,
you mean one week later?
Yeah, everyone's just sort of like, huh, that's so much easier to say. We should have always.
Spaghetti.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough. Touche. Well, you know, I miss my wife's arm, but I'm glad you got your arm back, Usador.
Oh, so am I. I can only assume that wherever Sarah is, she used my obsidian arm to defeat the void. Because I don't have any sense of the void being around anymore.
Is it me, or could you not understand what he just said?
I'm not sure what...
Just defeated the void.
Yeah, I don't...
Scarven in there. All the days of my life, they shall go through the air and find a way to defeat them.
Arnie, it's happening. He's going into the wizard state. We haven't seen this in some time.
Oh, I thought this was just his voice changing, like his voice changed about 4 or 5 episodes into the podcast.
We haven't seen Wizard State in 100 episodes? It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Sarah, Ronnie Niekamp, Sarah.
That's my name.
Dr. Zador.
What?
Chant Garth-Yoth. Defeat the void. Defeat the void.
What?
I've seen a vision. Your wife has defeated the void.
Oh, good for her. Nice. How is she? How is she doing? Is she alive?
I don't know.
Huh.
But doesn't matter. The void is defeated, so that's one thing off of our list, and now, very soon...
Oh, wait. Let me cross it off.
Wonderful.
Defeat the void.
What
we did it.
On your list, it said fill the void.
Can you...
Wait a second. Okay, I got to write that in. We didn't fill it.
Did we fill the void?
I don't...
Also, make a note there that we didn't do... Just make a note that it happened. The void was defeated.
How about this? This is a lot of changes. I'm just going to add update list to the list, and we'll get to that soon.
Well, we need one update right now.
Yeah?
Can you add one thing to the bottom of the list?
Sure.
I want to go see the Mittens game next week. Can we please go to the Mittens game?
Ooh.
I'm so
Arnie,
excited
can we go
to
the Mittens
to
game?
Yeah.
Please.
Okay, well, you know what? I it was going to be a surprise, but... I have been in communication with Larry Birdman, and I have gotten express written consent that I can record at the Mittens game next week. So we're going to go to the Mittens game, and we're going to do an episode around it.
I'm still surprised.
That's incredible.
I know. It's going to be exciting. Is it? It's still a sport, right?
Yes, it's a, of course. It's a sport. It's the most popular
Arnie, food. Will you buy me some peed nuts?
Some what?
Some peed nuts? Will you buy me some peed nuts?
What are peed nuts?
You don't want to know.
I do not.
Will you write that on the list?
Okay. Now I'm going to put it at the bottom of this list. Do not find out what peed nuts are. And crossed it out. Guys!
Shunt, watch this. Arnie, at the Mittens game, can I have a butts for?
No.
Oh.
Damn, shut down.
Well, here's the thing. If the void is defeated and we've already accomplished that, then I guess we don't need this weird statue thing that we found hidden in the tavern, the Penelope?
Of course we do. This is a very powerful weapon. I know not how to access its powers yet, but as soon as this majestic, deer-like creature, the Penelope, is unlocked, we shall destroy any enemy that stands in our path.
Yeah, Arnie, we need the statue. You know why? Because plot.
That is true.
Yes.
Guys, we're almost episode 100, so I feel like we're going to be hit by plot super hard soon. Oh, and I almost forgot. I know we were all drinking a lot at Chunt's wedding, before your husband blew up.
I drank a lot after.
And even more so afterwards. I forgot that the Baron and Tannikin said that they were going to recapture Hogsface for the Dark Lord and betray us, and somehow talked them into waiting a week, and it's been, let me pull up this spreadsheet.
It's been 1 week?
It's been 4 years and 2 weeks. So if the Dark Lord is about to double cross us, I guess this is like our last moments to figure out the secret of the tavern that we can use against the Dark Lord.
Why did we cram all this plot in one episode?
I know, we've been fucking around for 4 years and 2 weeks.
That can't be right.
If the Baron is going to double cross us, and therefore, by the power of association, the Dark Lord crosses us, we should double cross them back.
Wait. I think I have it. Okay, give me a piece of paper.
Okay, here you go. Okay.
Dear DL. Is that what we're calling him?
Yeah, the DL.
Dear DL. Hello, this is Chunt. As you know, my husband recently exploded. Please give us another week off, as I still need time to recover.
That's right, and if we can delay it for a week, we don't even have to start working on this until next week.
Yeah, we can put it off.
Yeah.
Because we're procrastinators.
Oh, but guys, that was on my list. Procrastinate.
Did you want me to sign that to make it official?
Yeah, do you mind? Let me just rip this off here.
There you go.
Ooh, very good. Diegetic sound, or however you pronounce that.
There's also a prescription for some muscle relaxers.
Some what?
Muscle relaxers.
Did you take some of those?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Arnie, I think I know what's going on with Isidore. I think he's tasting muscle relaxers.
Did you already take them?
No, a bee stung my tongue.
Wow.
But it's so happy. I'm so happy. Arnie, get stung by a bee. Here.
Guys, we gotta cut this shit. The Dark Lord is gonna retake Hogsface, and
I don't wanna do plot. My husband died. I don't wanna do plot.
I feel like this is one of our last chances before episode 100 to figure out the secrets of the tavern.
Didn't we already do episode 100?
What's this?
Didn't we already do it episode
100? This is another 100.
So it's episode 200.
No.
Are we not doing numbers anymore?
Well, bring it up with Apple. Look, we have tried.
I shall go outside, pick an apple off the tree, and have a long discussion. Goodbye.
What?
Did I ever tell you?
You still answer to me, Apple.
Did I ever tell you that I was born on a pile of shit?
You were born on a pile of shit?
No. A pile of shit.
A pile of shit?
Yeah.
You know what? We have tried just ripping things up in the tavern. We have tried, looking through ancient histories and magic. Maybe it's time that we look to the arts.
Like dancing and stuff?
No, like arts that people like. Like literature.
Oh, like a book club.
Sort of like a book club. Look, isn't that Spurt the Elder over by the bar?
Oh yeah, Spurt.
Spurt.
Oh, ha ha. Well, if it isn't Arnie and Chunt.
That's Spurt.
It's good to see you. It's been a little while.
Wonderful to see you. Pardon me. Do you mind if I have several large tomes with me? I've been on a book tour.
Oh, really?
Yes, I have. Yes, yes.
Did you write a book?
No, I found several books amongst the Foon libraries, the small little miniature houses you would find upon various roads in the various lands of Foon, and they have little give a book program. So I've been touring around, getting all these summer mysteries and you know, a lot of good beach reads.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Also, a lot of histories. I mean, this monster right here is a history of Hog's Face itself. It has some wonderful classics.
You know what? I have a question about the history of Hog's Face, Spurt. And you are, sure. Are you still the poet laureate of Foon?
There's been little competition since. With all the turmoil about the land, people have mostly forgotten about it. Not because I've held the title or defended it, but because of a general absolute lack of interest.
Yeah.
Can I ask, how does one defend the title of poet laureate?
Well, you would receive a challenge, usually at the bottom of a system of waterfalls with most of the other poets of academia on various cliff levels. Up above you, and there'll be a small pool, and
would they strip you of your poet laureateness?
So that you
don't have that power?
Yes, I drink an indigo potion. It removes all the ability to rhyme from me, and therefore I needs must go in free verse or prose even to go against another challenger.
That sounds too challenging.
I could only find a quince.
What's this, Isidore?
I went to go find an apple.
Mm-hmm.
I could only find a quince.
Oh.
Well, hello, Usador.
Well, hello, Spurt.
Ah, nice. Your arm looks very wizardly.
Oh, thank you. Yes, for a while it was pure obsidian. Then it was a lady's arm. Now it's my arm again.
Nice.
So, Spurt, I have a question about Hog's Face.
Of course.
Has it changed names many times? Like, I know probably about, let me look this up here, about 4 years and 2 weeks ago, minus about 2 weeks ago, it changed from being called Hogface to Hog's Face. Did it ever have any other names?
Oh, many, many, many. As languages and peoples and ruling kingdoms do travel and diagram their way about the land, places change. Hog's Face has been very much itself, though. It was Pig's Visage for a while. Pork Chin for some time.
Souten.
What's this?
Souten.
Souten? That sounds weird.
Then it was Snout Town.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
Yeah. But mostly, but, you know, what is
this?
Yes, it has been called Butt. There was also,
Chopsville.
Yeah, Chopsville. Loin Town.
Wow.
In any case, in part of my book tour, as I've learned quite a bit about many things about here. And there's just many secrets about, not just Hog's Face, or even the Vermilion Minotaur here as well. There's much to be related to the various taverns up and down the great steward's path, the road that doth pass through here.
Well, Spurt, can I ask you something? And this is kind of secret information.
Okay.
We have been trying to find all of the secrets of the Vermilion Minotaur. We think it holds great secrets and power. Also, we've got the statue of a deer. I think it's called a Penelope, which is apparently the most powerful weapon in all of Foon. Do you got any poems about any of that stuff?
Oh yeah, I believe there's some within here. Some of my favorite muses or bards of the ages are within here. One of my favorites talks quite a bit about the Vermilion Minotaur itself. It's if you don't know, although you've been here for quite some time, so I assume all this knowledge is simply taken for granted on your part. But I'll act as if you don't. No.
I don't know anything, really.
Oh, congrats.
Or if I've learned it, I've probably forgotten it.
A blank slate is a wonderful thing to work with, Arnie.
Oh, good. Thank you.
So, congratulations. No, this place is a repository, a veritable armory of powerful weapons. I'm surprised very little that the Penelope is here, such a powerful weapon. As this is such it's a great river of creatures that flows through on the road, and they often deposit their weapons within these places as they travel about. And it's not unknown to various other taverns about the world. Also, what I did find out in here, that it's a part of an order, an ancient order, really. A Foonish order. The Order of the Flagon, as it was called. Yes. In more ancient times, this area was called Barbathia. Yes. Barbathia.
Is that like a barbarian's urethra? A portmanteau?
In that the barbarian did spread forth all his liquid waste, for it is an adage that one does not purchase mead, but simply leases it. Barbathia.
Yeah.
That makes sense. There are many travelers that do come through here, just as Spurt has said. Plus, you can get drunk.
Yeah. Yes.
And take some muscle relaxers.
Oh, also.
Do you need any more glue?
More globe? No, I've been swearing it off. When you're traveling, it's tough. It's really tough to keep a schedule if you're more globed up.
Yes, that's very
sure.
True.
Right, and when you're left to your own devices, you'd sit around the local campsite.
I'm just gone.
Yeah.
So you're saying
that
travelers travel all over Foon, but they happen a lot of times because there's such a big road that goes through Hog's Face. They stop by the Vermilion Minotaur, and they leave powerful weapons to be hidden here. And then, you know, they probably score some drugs.
Are you surprised by this?
Yeah.
Why do you think I come here week after week, hoping to scare up a band of adventurers to defeat the DL? Why do you think I just come here because I'm a disaster? A mess who doesn't know what he's doing?
Don't answer that.
A fool? An idiot? Some sort of asshole?
You're two kinds of asshole.
Well, thank you.
Arnie, are you surprised that there's, you know, the weapons hidden here, that this is a depository for weapons? Didn't you say you had something like that on Earth? It was called that trash can outside airport security?
Yes, and I said it exactly like that. I guess this tavern's like a big trash can.
Yes, a trash can looked after for centuries at will. The good Barleyfoot who did open this place, he is part of a line of weapon wardens. And the blemishes as well. They've been also a part of this for generations and generations.
I'm sorry, who?
The blemishes, the bumbles, the bimbos.
The boy. Yes, of course.
Sure. The hideous creatures who choke out cats.
Yes.
So wait. So you're saying that Otak and Blemish and their family, they weren't just humble restaurant owners and creepy, evil, cat-barfing busboys, but they're part of something bigger?
All of the above, Arnie, yes.
And you were treating them like they were some sort of asshole.
Yeah.
Two kinds of asshole.
But in any case, the reason I know much of this is there was many chapters in here about the history, and a lot of verses within this tome here about the history of Hog's Face.
I would love to hear some verse, if you wouldn't mind.
I do want to interject,
please.
Just in case, just to cover our bases. If the second verse is the same as the first, I'd prefer you just don't say it.
Fine. This was written by my most favorite bard of all time, went by the name of Bombadilla. And he was very, very aggressive. I'm blowing the dust off here. All right.
A lot of dust.
It is. So, here's the first part here. It moves on for quite some time. Anybody with the gall to walk upon the steward's path better do the math, unless they're looking for ensuing wrath of the highway's protectors, inspecting the payloads of any foolish traveler that's out upon the great road of violence and stabbery, robbery academy, stepping on the highway's invitation to catastrophe. But you better have like a billion scimitars if you come to spar at the Vermilion Minotaur. Temperature is toasty, guarded by the barley feet, patronized by famous guys, Barbathians, they hardly sleep or taste defeat. Hell, that hasn't happened since Minotaur took a countess baby to the labyrinth. Hotter than a dragon's den, McShingle Shane lavishing. Not just another joint to drain your flagons in. Life force unraveling. Deader than cadavers when they are at the business end of a javelin that's traveling. People in the tavern grin when battle's about to happen. The killing goods superstore of magical weapons. You won't last. Blood flows fast. Turtles with nunchuck-sized swords and bow staffs. It's no shock that Otak and all of his descendants can cold-cock the whole block, a flagon full of vengeance. You got a spell that you're looking to cast? You will catch a size 10 barley foot up your ass.
Oh, bend over, I'll show you where the shoe fits. Yeah. Arnie, this is amazing.
And that's a volume measurement checked by academics and all new residents inspected by a blemish. No cats got their tongue. Their tongue's got the cats. No rasp in their lungs, just grunge from the rats. They don't drink rainbow bowls or ambrosias. They only feel the pain of toxoplasmosis. Stewards, path guardians, this scroll's recording. Blemish in the barley foot, minotaur wardens. Which, one of my favorites.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Yeah,
that
lovely. Really very was. Good.
Wow.
Very nice.
Arnie, was that on the list? Cross it off.
Yeah, I'm just going to cross a bunch of stuff randomly off the list.
Man, now I know why you're the poet laureate.
Well, I didn't write that. That was a Bombadilla verse there. That's...
Yeah, but you can read.
You can read so well.
Thank you. It's
read
underrated.
With great vigor. Yes.
I mean, just minutes ago, Usador could barely say muscle relaxers.
Muscle relaxer.
I would like to defend myself for one moment.
Sure.
I've had a lot to drink, I've had some muscle relaxers, and I stuck something in my eye earlier that was intravenous, but I'm not sure what was in it.
You...
In my defense.
You stuck something in your eye that was intravenous.
Uh-huh.
You stuffed it into the blood vessel your eye.
Yeah.
Makes total sense.
I was just trying it out to see if it would help me defeat evil.
Guys, we're so fucked.
What's the problem?
Well, you know what? We're pretty sure the DL, which is what we call the Dark Lord, is going to kind of attack and try to retake Hog's Face and betray us. We have a little bit of a deal with them that we're trying to. It's not worth going into the whole thing. But
you have a deal with the DL.
We have a DL deal.
We're blowing it hugely.
Yeah, it's true.
We don't have to, though. We've got this note to perhaps give us a whole week here. All we have to do is come up with some idea. Some way to double-cross the double-cross.
A quadruple-cross.
Oh.
To celebrate the 4 years you've been here. I didn't
wait,
even...
Wait, hold on. It's actually 4 years and 2 weeks.
Oh, I missed your Olympic anniversary. Sorry.
You know what? Let's take a really quick break and refresh our drinks. And then, you know what? I'd love to both just enjoy some literature, but also figure out if we can, like, shoot off this big old weapon thing that we found.
Wait, Spurt, did you say weapons?
If you really... There's a lot of different ways to pronounce things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes shoes need horning. And if you really have a Western way of doing things and pronouncing things, and you can yay your way into repronouncing words.
So you said weapons.
I said weapons.
Wait, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Noom. Forget one-size-fits-all diets. With Noom, you get a personalized weight loss plan that's tailored to your lifestyle. No food is off-limits. Enjoy your favorites while discovering healthier habits. Noom's users love the flexible approach, blending psychology and biology to help you lose weight in a way that's sustainable for you. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Look at that splinter.
Yeah,
in your
yeah splinter, big guy. No, it was a splinter.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, dear listener. During the break, I was talking about, I have a splinter.
Why'd you look at the statue when you said, dear listener?
Well, you know what? I've started to really feel like this statue is listening to me.
Oh, I thought it was because the word dear.
Oh, yeah, dear. Okay, yeah.
Something just flew over your head.
I wouldn't quite put it that way.
What's going on with that splinter?
I don't know. You know, I got this splinter from this very table months ago.
This very splinter.
There's chapters and chapters about this very table.
We'll get to that in a minute. But great. The splinter.
It's been in. If a splinter's in your finger for months and months, and I do not yet have a spreadsheet.
Does it have to have a spinoff podcast? Is that what you're going to ask?
I'm just wondering, is that bad for my finger?
If your finger hasn't rejected it yet, it's likely to become part of your essence.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's just part of you now.
Yes, has the splinter grown or your finger grown or swollen or anything?
No.
Can we call it Sparney?
What?
Like Splinter Arnie? Splarney? How about Splarney? You're not saying no. What was that?
Arlinter?
All right, fine. We will name the splinter in my finger Arlinter.
What about Splarney?
It was fine.
What am I, some sort of asshole?
You're two kinds of asshole.
Am I some sort of asshole?
Don't answer this.
Wait, fine. You know what? Because your husband blew up at your wedding last week, we can name the splinter Splarney.
Thank you.
Chunt.
Yeah.
Your husband sploded.
That's pretty bad.
Oh.
My husband sploded all over the place. There's honey and
but it wasn't sexual. I mean, it was during sex, but
it wasn't sexual.
Yes,
that's rough, buddy.
You know what cheered me up is if you did tell us what you know about this very table.
Yeah,
very table. Well, there was many. It was kind of a childish yarn that they talked about. It went something along the lines of look here, kids, it's not cherry maple, but you'll sit around and have a good time at this very table. Enjoy it in summer, fall, vishtosh, or winter. Be careful, though, if you rub it, you might get a splinter, but the splinter can be your friend this eve. If that splinter doesn't want to leave, splinters will stay, yes, they like to linger. You'll go to sleep with a new friend in your finger. That's really what they
want. Wow.
I can see why that caught on. That's like a nursery rhyme.
Oh, right. Yes,
gosh, you know, sometimes literature is just so, it's somehow both specific and universal that, like, it's for anybody, but I feel like it's speaking directly to me.
Well, scholars simply say that it was a way to explain to children why they died of infections in their fingers.
Is that why you got a splinter? Because you want a new friend, like the song said?
What are we, some sort of assholes?
We're some sort of assholes that you don't want to be friends with?
What kind of assholes do you take us for?
You're four kind of assholes.
Arnie, do me a favor.
Five?
Arnie, do me a favor. Repeat back to Spurt the nursery rhyme.
Woo! Perfect!
Yeah.
Here, let me give it a try.
Well, a bit in the table, and there's something in the table.
Mm.
Table, any table, got the table in the table. You sure? I've got a story to tell about the table. I will tell it while I am able.
Well, my name is Chunt, and I'm here to say I like the shape shifts almost every day. I sit at the bar and I drink my mead.
I don't remember it. If I could, I'd say it exactly as it was. But I'm saying something else just because I don't remember what Spurt said. And now I sort of wish I was dead.
Arnie.
People of
Hogsface.
Wait, can you hold off five more minutes?
Who is that? Is that the Quince speaking to me?
No, it sounded like the Baron.
People of Hog's Face, it is I, Baron Ragoon.
Oh, no. Let's tell him no one's here. We're not home.
The candles are off. No one's home.
Oh, shit. It sounds like Squibbert's with him, and she's a lot smarter than he is.
The dang door. It's not locked. It's an open public place.
I'm talking to everyone. There are also people in the street that I'm talking to. People on the street of Hog's Face.
Yeah, they're really listening to you.
We are going into the Vermilion Minotaur now, but then we'll be coming out and, you know, there'll be some news disseminating from this location.
Later. Thanks for the heads up.
There'll be some news doing what?
I hate it when people narrate everything they do.
Arnie, quick, grab some weapons.
Okay, I'm grabbing a weapon.
A weapon?
Look, they're grabbing weapons.
Well, because you announced it like a big old, you know, parade. They're going to celebrate with violence.
Fair enough.
Oh, hey, Baron. Hey, Squibber.
Oh, Arnie, you were looking so good. You were looking like somebody scrubbed you pink.
Oh, thank you. You are my favorite talking frog.
That's not a compliment.
I didn't really hear
she
the specific
word. She said you look
word.
Like somebody scrubbed you pink. That's an insult.
Oh.
You take it however you want to take it. It looks like somebody just washed him and washed him until he was like, my skin can't take no more. It's nice and pink.
Yeah, that's an insult.
She's no, that's a compliment like a because I haven't washed in a long time.
People of the Vermilion Minotaur. Take
have you
seat.
Been
he's
some
been taking muscle
some
relaxers?
People,
if I'm busted,
bah. People of the Million Minotaur,
lick me again, why don't you?
That was I shouldn't have done that. I knew we were going to be working later.
I know it's like one of those things where it's like, oh.
Wait, I'll have a lick
have
for
a
old time's sake.
Baron, prepare to defend thyself. My sword is drawn and my staff held high. I shall smite thee if need be on this day.
Aren't you going to invite us to sit down?
Oh, sure, have a seat.
At this very table?
At this very table. You know, careful, you might get an Arlinter.
Oh, you know the song about this table, right?
Oh, yeah. We all sit at the itty-bitty table because we know that we can and we're definitely able. And I like to stand and I like to think. But first of all, let me order a drink.
Could you get me one?
Yeah, because they don't listen to you when you go to the bar. They just act like they just don't make eye contact with you, Baron.
What brings you here today, Baron?
I have arrived with news.
What?
Ooh.
As we sit here talking, orders are going out to the orcs around town.
Uh-huh.
They have been given instructions that they are no longer under your directive.
Well, see, but I have this prescription.
Wait,
signed by me.
What is see that? No, I'm sorry, I can't honor this.
What?
One pineapple frambosa for the Baron.
We have pineapple frambosa here?
Well, if you know how to ask, it's a secret menu item.
How do you ask?
Oh, I like to do a, you know, me and the bartender flirt, so, you know, I do a, you know what the Baron wants.
Baron, I am here to stop your evil plans at any cost. But first, I'm going to flirt for a pineapple frambosa.
Well, you've had your fun. I hope you've enjoyed running this town, but it's at an end.
What? We had a deal with the DL until we defeat the Void.
Yeah, we had a deal with that corny-ass motherfucking
fuck. You watch it. You go ahead and finish that sentence.
Yeah, little corny-ass fuck.
Oh, I'd do anything for a pineapple frambosa.
Go kick that corny-ass... Pumpkin is wiener.
Yeah.
And his corny ass little dong.
Ooh, I am just taking this all down. I love it.
All right. The days of this town laughing at the Dark Lord are over.
What? Ha ha ha.
Hee hee hee.
What if I lifted up my wizard robe and showed you a little bit of my ankle?
Oh, he has no idea what he's doing over there.
And the days of you interviewing people for your little podcast are over. Hello there, sir.
Hello, Baron.
I'm Baron Ragoon.
Spurt the Elder.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Spurt's good. You know what? Spurt. Don't make a bad impression. Spurt, you know, Spurt knows it. Spurt won't tell you this. Spurt has a very prolific writing career and puts out very fun, beachy fall reads.
Oh.
Like if you're on a cold beach in the autumn and you want to read something that's like fun but also makes you think, Spurt's little novellas are just...
Why did you not suggest that the last time we had a two-week journey? And I was like, well, I don't know, can you play anything?
Because you don't even like... You're bad at reading.
You keep going,
who's this new character? I'm like, just read it and it'll explain it. I'm not going
to
tell you.
You're dictating it to me.
Yeah, you always ask all the questions. Well, I dictate, and it's, you know, straight up, everybody, y'all, he pisses me off. It's like, let the plot develop. You don't have to know the ending at the frickin' midpoint.
You know, some of the stuff you suggest is so dense, I don't know whether it's a mystery or whether it's been explained and I missed it.
Yeah, well, you know, Mr. He, I miss everything. That's you.
He made me a liquor.
Come on.
He made me a licorice flom.
A liquor?
Licorice.
Sounds like you can't some muscle
drink
relaxing.
While on muscle relaxers.
I can do whatever I want.
You shouldn't mix a licorice flom with muscle relaxants, I'll tell you that much. That leads to some unwanted children.
Well, here we go. All right, enough of this. Enough frivolity.
Oh, take him serious.
You're supposed to be on my side here.
I'm supposed to be neutral and just taking down information and passing it along to the DL on the DL.
Usador, you missed it. We're telling that corny fucking ass rat fuck butt to fuck off.
Oh, your corny chump boss?
Yeah.
No, he's telling you to fuck off.
Oh, what?
Wait, hold on.
Come on.
Sorry, I lost track of who's telling who to fuck off?
Well, it was quoting someone.
Great, now we're going to have to put one of those adult little signs on the podcast, right?
Ooh. Oh, explicit?
Explicit? So for the first time, you fuck, you corny fuck butt.
All right, fine. Then I respectfully inform you that your days are at an end.
What?
The truce is over.
Okay, well, fine. If the truce is over, aha! I found the statue of a deer,
yeah.
And I totally know how to use it. I am gonna blast your butt with this powerful weapon that we all know how to use, right?
No. Yeah.
Maybe don't broadcast this right now.
Yeah, you know the one the Dark Lord's been looking for. Well, got it.
Yeah, and as a psych out, you're gonna tell us how to use it. We already know, but but that's how fucking confident we
totally
are.
We totally know how, but if we don't think you know how.
Yes, wouldn't you be embarrassed if we,
if you,
took the Penelope and,
If we totally
turned.
Oh, here, let me show you.
Okay, here, let me, you just, is it.
Ah!
He has the weapon.
I just, you know, you ever do that thing where you're literally, like, handing over a weapon, and as you're doing it, you're like, oh, I should have done that.
Wait a minute. It's on the list.
What?
Do the thing where you're accidentally handing over a weapon.
Oh, well, cross that out.
Fucking Arnie.
I'll hit him with my obsidian arm.
No, that's a regular arm.
You have a regular arm now. Keep up.
Damn it.
Joy bees, attack. Oh, they're just making them happy.
Oh, hi, bees. Oh, it is so good to see y'all.
Damn it, joy bees, retreat.
Well, I'm here to tell you all.
We're here to tell you all,
jeez. We're here to tell you all that the Dark Lord has confirmed that the void has been destroyed.
I knew it.
Ooh, was it filled?
I don't. That's not at my pay grade.
Okay, so that one's still
circle
not
on the list.
But regardless, this weapon was all we were waiting for. The void was a minor concern. I'm sure the Dark Lord would have found some solution no matter what happened.
Oh, I'm certain.
Yeah. Corny ass little fuck. This corny ass little ball stuck behind his corny ass.
Oh my god, they are!
Right
now.
They are so corny.
I have.
Chump ass fuck.
The Penelope. The greatest weapon in all of Foon.
You are holding it so weird. Nobody holds it like that.
How many? Literally no one has held this forever.
She is right, though. Just hold it by the bottom. Stop sort of dangling it by the antlers.
It's not cool if you hold it sideways.
Yeah,
like
it doesn't
that.
Look cool. It's not effective.
Now, I feel like I'm worshipping it now.
Well, you just don't quite have it if you don't hold it right.
We are taking this weapon, and we are using it to destroy Earth.
What?
What?
When that's done, this entire town will fall under our heel, and we will move forward. Past this town, past the northeast.
Check your notes.
Yep. Through, actually, I'm wondering if you can edit that stammer out when you replay this later.
Oh, I can't. You know I don't have editing capabilities.
All right. And all
Arnie,
of
do we have editing capabilities?
I don't know. Probably.
It's hard to tell. You'd think the show would be a lot shorter if we did.
So here it is. This truce was just a ploy for us. For you to find the weapon, and now that we have it, it's over.
Oh, God damn it, we're just
Earth.
I know, and it's our fault for being so effective. We found the weapon.
You first have not been effective.
Victim of your own success, Arnie.
God, first my husband blows up, and then Apple, Sarah, and her new husband are all going to die?
Wait, hold on.
That's terrible.
What, her new husband?
I assume.
Don't worry, I'm just going to cast a big fireball right at the Baron. Garth, can you unlock? Terrorcon,
yes! Whoa, bounced right off that statue.
Whoa!
It's because of the pineapple framboza.
Oh, I thought it was the Penelope. It might have been the pineapple framboza.
You know what? It's a little bit of both, because he was holding it in a bolder way. If he hadn't been holding it like that, it would have done no good.
This does feel right. This feels right.
Yeah, now you're looking like a Baron.
Well, you know what, Baron? I can't let you destroy Earth. Here's a knife. Why did I hand that over?
Where'd you get a knife?
You know, you ever do
you
that?
You said,
thing?
Here's a knife, and you put it handle first straight into his palm.
I know.
And he's still holding it wrong. Look,
you haven't been effective. You haven't been efficient. You haven't done anything in a timely manner.
That's not true. There's a Mittens game next week right here in Hogsface.
Oh! Maybe Mittens we could game. Stay in Hogsface for a little bit. Maybe have a little break. You've been so grouchy.
I have.
You have been snip-snapping at me for doing nothing more than laying on a lily pad.
You know what? That I actually love this idea. First, we'll defeat you at Mittens.
Oh.
Which, of course, I know, Usador, you love so dearly.
I do love Mittens, yes.
And we'll destroy your faith in the goodness of Foon to finally see your team ground to dust by the Dark Lord.
Can't you just enjoy something? Can't you just go to the game
we're
and enjoy
so
something?
So close.
I'm not a sports guy, so it won't mean that much.
Wasn't your dad a basketball coach?
My dad is a basketball coach, but you know what? Everyone's into their own stuff.
And then, Arnie, we will destroy your world.
And you know, you keep saying we, and I just want to remind everybody, I am just a neutral, taking notes, recording type device, person, frog, being, creature.
Work is work.
Work is work. You know, I get 10 sick days.
The Dark Lord has a plan for this world, and we have wasted 2 years wondering whether or not you're some secret hero from it. And I think it's safe to say at this point you obviously are not.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, two years? That doesn't sound right.
Are you saying that you think the three of us are some sort of assholes?
I think you're three sorts of assholes.
Oh. And for your information, you've wasted 4 years and 2 weeks.
Where are you getting that number?
From Excel.
And you'll never destroy Earth. There are people there who are proficient in Excel. And Excel is an excellent way to overcome evil. And they're the brave knights and warriors of medieval times who I recruited to fight for us, and they shall stand against thee.
That's right, Baron. The one mistake you made was letting me have this podcast, because I can mobilize everyone on Earth with the power of my voice and this podcast. And Earth will stop you. Earth will stop the Dark Lord and this weapon, however it works.
Oh, Arnie, I'm sure you've got a lot of listeners. In fact, we've been counting on it because the way...
Oh, thank you.
Joke's on you. We have one listener, and his name is Hank.
I hope he doesn't fuck this up.
Oh, Chunt, I know all about all of the listeners. Not only Hank, but Billy Yum Yum 2x2.
Oh, damn. No.
That's a real Earth name. He really knows.
And Arnie, the secret of the Penelope is that it produces...
Wait, let me write this down.
A tone. It was... A tone that the goddesses feared when they created Foon. A frequency that could destroy a world. And we're going to use your podcast to destroy Earth.
You're going to use...
We will use the Penelope and your podcast to destroy your world. Take it off the plate. Allow the Dark Lord to focus on what's important. Remaking Foon in his own image.
Is that why you... kept trying to push us to up our listenership numbers this last couple of years?
Well, personally, I encouraged him because I think all, you know, people and creatures should kind of better themselves and hope for the best, but he kind of took it and ran with it in a different direction.
We're, of course, always curious, you know, what your full potential is, but yes, that was the goal.
Well, I've been talking to this Quince, and actually it's pretty hard to tell what kind of numbers you have exactly. There's listens,
you know,
and
there's
downloads,
streams, and there's different, you know, different places will tell you different amounts of loops, and sometimes it'll look like your listenership is going down, but it's not. But you know, it's actually getting bigger.
But I'll keep talking to this Quince, and we'll figure something out.
But also, guys, with dynamic advertising, they could put that tone into our back catalog as well, and anyone listening to any episode of the podcast could destroy Earth.
Lots of people listen to the first few episodes.
Yeah.
We must save Earth and we must protect Foon. We shall do anything we can to overcome thee. And I accept your challenge. We shall defeat you in a game of Mittens next week.
Yeah, that's right. The game of Mittens next week, which I am suddenly very invested in, will be a good opportunity for us to try to escape.
Yeah.
It'll be very distracting.
Escape us. After defending Foon, this is our... We have to make a stand.
No. Am I the tiebreaker here?
Are you picking them up?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm doing my job. Get off my nuts.
We'll figure it out later. Challenge accepted.
Wonderful. We'll see you next week on the mittens pitch.
Don't hold the knife like that. It's so weird.
It's so weird, right?
It feels great, and I'm not
Your hand must
it.
Be cut.
You're bleeding down your arm.
I'm just gangsta like that.
Oh, boy.
When you say, just,
You forgot the R.
So if the Penelo produces a sound that can destroy worlds, what does Bernadette Peters do again? I'll have to check my notes. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Widower was played by Adol Refai. Spurt the Elder was played by Andy Carey. Watch Andy in seasons 1 and 2 of HBO's Emmy-winning comedy Barry. My brother-in-law is an insurance agent. Life's funny. Season 2 of Barry premieres March 31st. Oh good, we get HBO here in prison. Except for the hardcore murderers. They get Hulu. Baron Ragoon was played by Chris Rathjen. Listen to Chris's long-running comedy podcast, Improvised Star Trek, and you can hear another group of talented performers doing their best in the face of Matt Young. Squibbert the Talking Frog was played by Sarah Shockey. Her show, Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling, comes out every Thursday on the MLW Radio Network. Are you going to be at C2E2 in Chicago this weekend? The cast of Magic Tavern is on Saturday, sitting quietly at an autograph table at 1, then playing some Jackbox games together at 3. For more info, go to hellofromthemagictavern.com and click on the Live Shows tab. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Okay, most of jail is waiting for the phone. I've got to go lead a creative writing workshop with the staff. I'm having them write essays on the theme, compare a flaw in yourself versus a flaw in the security system of this prison. Over and out.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.